to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. Hello to you, the listener. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Gail Seiler, and I'm here with co-host Pat Schlarbaum. Hello, Pat. Thanks for being here again this week.
Glad to be here, Gail. On this, it's really a beautiful spring morning, isn't it?
Finally.
Yeah. And it's the second week of our spring membership drive, so we'll be taking time throughout the program to remind our listeners to think about how much they get from KHOI and how they can and should become members.
Okay, Pat, so to start off, I'm going to ask you, what's one good reason why someone should donate to KHOI and become a member?
Sustainability. People need to understand that when we have the opportunity to share our community through this conversation that we're having three times each week on Local Talk, that we've got to keep the lights on. We've got to keep moving forward. So sustainability, let's support this station.
So if people want it, then they need to help sustain it. That's a great reason.
Yeah.
So let's remind people that becoming a member is easy. You can do it online at khoifm.org. Just look for the donate button. Or you can call 515-292-2878. Or even better, stop by the station and meet some of the amazing KHOI volunteers in person.
Stop in.
Yeah, that's always fun. Yeah. We have a great show for today, and later on we'll hear about the Ames High School student protest against gun violence, which took place on Friday. And Allison Walter from the Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau will tell us about the many things going on around Ames in the month of May. But first, let's hear the weather for the week.
Well, spring is maybe finally here. We had a pretty nice weekend, and it looks like that will continue through the week. Today, the temperature will be in the 60s, and it will be mainly sunny. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday look to be the same, in the 60s, with a lot of sun. Friday may be a bit cooler, with temperatures in the 50s, but the sun will still be shining. And looking ahead to the next weekend, it will be in the 60s again, sunny on Saturday, and a chance of rain on Sunday. The morel mushrooms will be popping.
Yay! That sounds promising in so many ways. A full week of warmer temperatures and no precipitation until Sunday. That will cheer everything up and get things turning green, because right now everything still looks so brown.
Yeah, well, and usually we've got some blossoms.
Yeah,
and
there's very little.
It's going to explode when it does hit.
This week.
This is it.
Good. Spring is finally here, and the spring membership drive at KHOI, perfectly timed. Here's a summary of local Iowa news as well as Iowa in the national news during the past week, brought to you by the Iowa Informer at iowainformer.com. The Des Moines Register's Andy Dominick was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in editorial writing last week for examining, in a clear, indignant voice, free of cliche or sentimentality, the damaging consequences for poor Iowa residents of privatizing the state's administration of Medicaid. That was a quote from his award. The privatization of Medicaid was a key initiative by former Governor Terry Branstad before he left office to take a job as President Trump's ambassador to China in 2017. Branstad claimed that privatizing the health insurance program was a success, but many Iowans on the program have seen sharp reductions in the quality of their coverage. Medicaid serves an estimated 630,000 low-income, disabled, and elderly Iowans. Mark Daly, a senator in Ireland, made a motion last week to honor Art Cullen, the editor of the Storm Lake Times. Cullen's family stems back to Kilkenny in southeastern Ireland. Art Cullen won the Pulitzer Prize last year for editorials fueled by tenacious reporting, impressive expertise, and engaging writing that successfully challenged powerful corporate agricultural interests in Iowa. And that was, again, a quote from his award. In February, State Senators Liz Mathis from Cedar Rapids and David Johnson, an independent from Ocheyedan, introduced a resolution to honor Cullen for his work. However, senators unhappy with Cullen's critical reporting made sure that the resolution did not pass. After learning that he was snubbed for the honor, Cullen wrote an editorial in the Times saying he was glad that he was, quote, I would not want the support of a den of philanderers and oafs, he wrote, referring to the Iowa Senate. But Irish Senator Daly proposed to honor Cullen in Ireland last week when he heard that Cullen would not be honored in Iowa. He wrote in his Facebook page, a free press is one of the most important things in any society and needs to be cherished and encouraged. Last week, an Associated Press investigation found that Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate neglected to disclose a real estate company that he formed shortly before the 2016 election. The company, PRG Group LLC, later spent $1.5 million on a strip mall in Hiawatha, among other purchases made with lines of credit. Pate did not disclose the new company in an annual ethics filing this month. He only reported that he had made income from real estate properties. State law stipulates that ethics filings disclose each business, occupation, or profession in which public officials are engaged. After the Associated Press report, however, director of Iowa's Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board, Megan Tooker, said that Pate would not be penalized because his filing was, quote, comparable in the level of detail to similar filings from other public officials. Pate followed by accusing the Newswire of publishing fake news that had been, quote, definitively debunked. According to an Associated Press report, Governor Kim Reynolds made a last-minute schedule change this week, canceling a trip to New York for a series of Iowa economic development meetings in order to attend a private fundraiser in Rhode Island hosted by Republican activist Russell Taub. Reynolds' office sent a press release updating the governor's public schedule and saying she would no longer travel to New York for the meetings, which were scheduled to begin on Wednesday. Instead, the release said, acting Governor Adam Gregg would go in her place, while the governor, quote, will stay in Des Moines to work with House and Senate leaders on tax reform and other legislative issues. Taub posted a photo of himself with Reynolds on Facebook, along with the message, happy to host Governor of Iowa Kim Reynolds. Taub's Facebook page also had posted a conspiracy theory about the February 14th mass shooting at Marjorie Douglas Stoneman High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 dead. The post, which included photos of one of the survivors being interviewed after the shooting and in California the previous year, suggested the student was an actor who didn't actually attend the school. This conspiracy theory has been put forth by numerous gun rights fringe activists. The media is scamming us once more if this is legitimate, Taub had posted. Taub has given more than $211,000 to Republican candidates and organizations since 2016, according to an AP review of Federal Election Commission records. That included $5,400 to Senator Joni Ernst, whom Taub called, quote, one of my favorite leaders. And that's the Iowa news for the week from iowainformer.com.
And coming up on Sunday, April 29th, the India Cultural Association of Central Iowa will present its annual celebrity concert featuring sitar player Purabhayan Chatterjee and vocalist Gayatri Asakan. Tabla player Anubrata Chatterjee will accompany them. So Purabhayan Chatterjee is considered one of the finest sitar players in Indian classical music. He is a multifaceted musician, a master of classical Indian music, and also an international jazz collaborator. Gayatri Asakan is renowned in India for her versatility as a vocalist, and she is well-versed in the two primary types of classical Indian music, as well as other forms of Indian vocals, and has sung for the Indian film industry. So the concert is sure to be a spectacular display of virtuosity and improvisation that will include classical music as well as more contemporary numbers. So Local Talk on Friday will feature an interview with the artist, something to look forward to there. And the concert will be held on Sunday, April 29th at 4:30 p.m. at City Auditorium. And you can get a ticket at ICAIOWA.org and follow the events page. Again, that is ICAIOWA.org, or just search the India Cultural Association of Central Iowa if you wish to go to the concert. Act soon, since these concerts always sell out quickly. So that's something to look forward to. This is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Yesterday, April 22nd, was Earth Day. And Earth Day is an annual event celebrated in almost 200 countries to demonstrate support for environmental protection. Earth Day was founded by the United States Senator Gaylord Nelson as an environmental teach-in, first held on April 22nd, 1970.
Pat, I know that you've been very involved in protecting the environment, especially wildlife in Iowa. So we're lucky to have you here today, and we're lucky to have you as part of KHOI. I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed and learned from your phenologies, which you do quite frequently, to describe what's happening in nature at different times of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with Bill Stowe, who is the director of the Des Moines Water Works and, of course, was involved with the lawsuit targeting Buena Vista, Sac, and Calhoun counties for the nitrates that they're putting in the Raccoon River. And Bill had some thoughts at the United Methodist Church on Ingersoll on Friday. Here with Bill Stowe, grew up in Nevada, Iowa, and now Waterworks?
I am with Des Moines Waterworks.
And you mentioned the 1970 Earth Day.
I love thinking about 1970 Earth Day back in Story County as a sixth grader, went to the landfill, landfill that's now been long closed. But we've made some progress on environmental issues in the United States, in Iowa, and certainly here in central Iowa, but we need to make a lot more progress.
And those would be?
Well, we have done a pretty good job of thinking about air quality issues in Iowa. Water quality, we still assume it's just a cost for doing business, that our rivers, lakes, and streams either look like cappuccino or look like green slime. We don't have to go too far to our neighbors in Wisconsin or Minnesota, also ag states, to know that there are better decisions that can be made. We need to better protect our surface water quality and surface water resources in the state and look to industrial ag as being an important producer of a commodity. But there are alternatives like local foods, like CSAs, certainly like organic farming that will bring us closer to important environmental objectives.
Strong message. 2020, I guess we'll have the 50th. What do you hope we can do between now and then?
Well, we're in a tough political situation, obviously, a regulatory situation in D.C. right now with the U.S. EPA. We'd certainly hope to see continued activism by a number of people in the political process and communities to move us towards greater environmental protection, and hopefully we'll have a better sense of 2020 about where we need to be as we're at the 50th benchmark of Earth Day.
And thank you, Bill Stowe. Thank you for all you do for conservation.
My pleasure.
So that's just an indication of the people that KHOY can bring their very positive environmental voice to the Ames community. And as you notice, there's a theme there of sustainability, and that's what our membership drive is all about here at KHOI. And it's easy. $55 is our basic membership, and please call us at 515-292-2878 or go to the website khoifm.org, and there's a donate button there. Because we're really striving to give a financial footing to the station that is so necessary. So realize that a membership is $55, but any sort of contribution that you can budget into your community as we're trying to provide this service of strengthening the Ames community through communication. So I really like to bring out the $250 sustainable membership that, you know, figures out to $20 a month or so. And my goodness, as we strive to improve our outreach and listen for that strong environmental voice, I think all the people that we have on occasionally, like Matt Wetrick with a naturalist in Carroll County, and Doug Haar, the president of Iowa Audubon, and you mentioned John Howe, you know, the director of the Raptor Resource Project, will be focusing on his efforts. But it's always when it involves the environment, it's what's sustainable. And if we have a tendency to be as humans do, to take and take or extract and extract, to take away, realizing that our voices this morning are trying to make a very positive case to you, our listeners, to become a member and consider being a sustainable member at $250 a year. Gail?
And even that basic membership is only 15 cents a day. And so when you think about all that KHOI provides, especially around environmental issues and information about wildlife and nature, from people who are so knowledgeable and have been working to support wildlife in Iowa, then you should just show how much you value that by becoming a member of the KHOI family at some level.
And we want to continue to bring you information and considering our environment and appreciation of nature. So we're asking you to become a member at any level that works for you. The $55 basic membership is a good place to start. And as Gail mentioned, 15 cents a day. My gosh, what kind of value-added opportunity could we have? What a better way than a $55 membership. And as you get to know the station and realize its true value, the $20 a month, and that would figure out to about $250 a year. So please call 515-292-2878 or go to the website khoifm.org and look for the donate link there.
But, Pat, we have you here, and we've been talking about environmental concerns and Earth Day and nature and all that KHOI brings to people around that. I just have to ask you. So people who have been eagle watching through the Decorah Eagle Cam have been seeing a lot of drama unfolding in the past week, from the snowstorm to what's happening now. So what can you tell us about that?
I talked to John Howe yesterday, the director of the Raptor Resource Project, and he wanted me to convey his strong support, his voice here at the station. But the mail at the Decora Eagle site right by the fish hatchery has not been identified since Thursday. So there's been an absence.
So that's the father of...
Yeah, would be the male. And it was somewhat forlorn. The female kept calling, which they have that real high chip, 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 chip type call. And that was probably the first indication. And then another male... There was a bird that came by, possibly heard the calls. But it was not the male. They're pretty savvy at their... bald eagle identification. Now, the males are sleeker than the females, so, but they felt that the bird that was kind of made the scene was an unidentified male eagle. So that indicates one thing that's very positive is that there are probably just coming five-year-old adult eagles ready to nest for the first time looking for a mate. So they're what we refer to as a floater. They float around the population. They're just ready to plug in. But people, they had search activities,
looking
even with the local fire department.
Oh, wow.
And they had drones up in the air. I mean, it was just amazing outreach to try and determine, you know, in this close window, if it had flown into a power line or something. You know, there are some threats or some issues that occur in nature, and they're such a high profile pair, but kind of guarded optimism now that this male will return. I guess if it's going to happen, it would happen pretty quick. Everybody noticed how much food that he had stockpiled in
the nest,
where she wasn't required to go out. And you know, I think of a metaphor quite often during dry or stressful times that pine trees will shed an inordinate amount of pine cones for the replenishment. So possibly that was an initial indication that things his life
he was ill or something.
Yeah, well, it couldn't. You know, we can't really say because he was already an active male at a nest that came down. And the female currently that's been there for 10, 11, 12 years now, she was a replacement. The other bird, the female, his originally. So we don't really know how old that male is. But when they get 10 years old, 15 years old, it's just kind of nature's cycles. And it's really been tough for the viewers that are wondering, and yet it is nature unfolding. So I guess we knew that these cameras on wildlife, you're going to see the good and the bad and the stressful.
It's so hard for people, though.
It's been really hard.
I know that classes of students have been watching it and so on. So
the educational outreach. And John Howe was quick to point that out, that how much he appreciated that KHOI would get the educational outreach promoted. So he's really a wonderful voice to include here with the KHOI community of volunteers and a man that is really concerned this morning, and yet realizing that nature will probably move forward. Boy, the young are just growing like crazy.
They are, and they're still getting fed, and they're still eating lots.
But there's a lot of concern now that we might be in the window of a replacement male at the Decora site.
So interesting to see to see it all unfold, the circle of life. Thanks for that, Pat. Like I said, we're really lucky to have you here to update us on that and to keep us in touch with that. And KHOI is helping to spread the word. If you haven't watched the eagles on the Eagle Cam, you might want to take a look.
Yeah, consider your basic membership of $55 a year or the $250 sustainable membership. Please give us a call at 515-292-2878 or go to the website khoifm.org and look for the donate link there.
On Friday,
at about 2,500 schools around the country, students walked out of classes and participated in various protests against gun violence and the easy availability of firearms. And this coincided with the 19th anniversary of the shootings at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Friday's events were the third major student-led action since the February 14th school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And it catalyzed a nationwide movement of students demanding legislative action to prevent gun violence. And the main changes that most student groups are calling for are universal background checks, banning the bump stocks, and banning military-style weapons and large-capacity ammunition magazines.
In Ames, there were walkouts and protests at the middle school and the high school and on ISU's campus. Several hundred high school students walked to Brookside Park, where they ate lunch and listened to several hours of speeches and commentaries, mostly offered by students themselves.
I turn on the TV and see the headline, breaking news, at least 17 dead in Florida school shooting, and I remember the rage that I instantly felt. The burning anger I felt towards the shooter and the system that helped him. I do not know who these kids were. I don't know their hobbies, I don't know their passions, but I know they were just like us. They had crushes and gossip, they had dreams and goals, they had sports and families and friends. They too probably thought, this can't happen here, and then it did. See, this can't happen anymore. No more headlines that make your stomach turn. No more hiding under the desk. No more gunshots ringing. No more caskets. No more bump stocks. No more pleading insanity. No more hashtag thoughts and prayers. No more, daddy, promise tomorrow, teach me to dance. No more games, no graduation, no weddings to attend. There's just death on white t-shirts of children we weren't ready to say goodbye to. No more calling crazy after you take a life that you didn't have the right to. And don't start with me with that, well, we have the right to bear arms. When a mother can no longer hold her child in her arms. Look, let me grab my bump stock and speed it up on you. They say guns don't kill people, but people kill people. And not just the ones that be buying illegal. Most guns you can keep, and we just don't want evil. I want this nation safe, sound, and peaceful. No more blind patriotism. No more putting firearms higher than the lives of others. You have a constitutional right to carry, and I respect it, but I have no respect when you put the life of a paper over the life of a person. Fathers lost daughters, and mothers lost sons, names to be placed onto headstones rather than diplomas. I've seen sorrow when I felt shame. I've learned to grieve loss, and I've dealt with pain, but I can't imagine a parent's heartbreak when they lay their own flesh and blood into a grave. I hate it when guns cry, because when guns cry, then mother's crying, daddy's crying, but daddy won't let you see it because he's trying to stand solid, standing solid, trying to be a man for mama, so he hides the trauma. He just lost his daughter, and now he can't do no more fathering. When guns cry, it creates a spot at the table that can't be filled. Empty stockings of a child that shouldn't have been killed. We gotta send a message up to Capitol Hill, because if we don't send the message, then tell me who will. Take action, be bold, don't wait for a second. One day when we fix this, things will be better. No more will I sit idle, and my friends, remember, the shooter isn't the only one pulling the trigger.
The Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But this right is not unlimited. The Gun Control Act of 1968 prohibits persons under 18 years of age, convicted criminals, the mentally disabled, dishonorably discharged military personnel, and others from purchasing firearms. The Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1993 mandated background checks for all unlicensed persons purchasing a firearm from a federally authorized dealer. But personally, I don't think that our laws are enough It is very easy to buy firearms, not only from authorized dealers, but also from private sellers. As of 2017, there were no federal laws banning semi-automatic assault weapons, military-style rifles, or large-capacity magazines. Between 1994 and 2004, there was a federal prohibition on assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. However, Congress allowed these restrictions to expire. The U.S. has about 5% of the world's population, but we have about 35% to 50% of the world's civilian-owned guns. We rank the number one in firearms per capita, as well as the highest homicides by firearms along the world's most developed nations. Legislation that would have banned semi-automatic assault weapons was defeated in the Senate despite extensive public support. We need our voices heard.
We all have a voice to be heard, each as important as the last. So use your voice to make a change in the world. Use your voice to affect the government and those around you. But as I said, everyone's voice matters. So just as you speak, be willing to listen. Always listen to the other side of the argument, because they have opinions just like yours. Be willing to see their view, because even if it disagrees with yours, why would it be any less significant? So from this I say, who are they to decide whose voice gets silenced and whose is heard? Who are they to decide who gets to spread their compassion and who dies? This is the message I leave to all of you. Use your voice and encourage others to do the same. No number of bullets can subdue our voice. As the old saying goes, the pen is mightier than the sword. This is no time for silence. This is time for noise.
I did not write this. Unity. Five letters that mean so much. It's something you can feel but just can't touch. It's a word that was meant to unite us. Because oftentimes, we let subtle differences divide us. Now, is that the world that we were brought up in? Or is that just the ignorance that we got caught up in? I know how the world is right now, not a pretty place, when girls don't need intelligence, just a pretty face to succeed, and girls overseas can't even learn to read or can't show their face because it's seen as a disgrace, and women get smacked down and told to know their place. People are victims of hatred so unwarranted. Kids aren't even bullied anymore, they're being tormented. It's past teasing now, it's at torture. Either adults don't believe you or they try to extort you. There's just so much bravery behind the computer monitor, and things are said that probably could have haunted you. But it's all fun and games, right? Sometimes anonymous, we aren't saying names, right? Let's try spreading love instead of spreading hate, because then some of this violence could disintegrate. It's a shame kids get toe tags before they get to turn their tassel. All this violence, I'm wondering, is it worth the hassle? Is it ever serious enough to need a gun? My heart goes out to all the mothers losing sons. I cry for you and I pray for you. I hope the Lord will bring a better day for you. Can we all come together and agree? Is this community? Unity is something that we need.
So this poem I found was from a Parkland survivor. She had turned to poetry following her own ordeal at the Stoneman Douglas High School. It's titled, None of This is Normal. I haven't written about it yet. Maybe because writing was one of the things that felt normal to me. But nothing about this feels normal. Seeing my classmates on the news, being asked for interviews, having celebrities tweet my town's name, none of it feels normal. While in the closet, my body shook uncontrollably. I held the hands of my friends and tried to hold in my tears. Because I didn't want to think about who wouldn't see their loved ones these following years. My heart is racing. My insides are aching. I'm angry. I'm sad. But I'm grateful that I am alive and hungry for change. And for my school, for my community, I'm filled with so much pride. None of this feels normal. But with a broken heart, I know all of this is true. And for each angel that was brutally ripped from us, everything from now on is for you.
Not many of you really know me because I'm new here. So,
hi, nice to meet you.
I'm not really much for public speaking, so bear with me. I didn't really want to come up and speak, but I wanted to say that I'm so, so proud that I'm a part of this school, because my old school district never would have done this. And I'm so proud to be a part of Ames High. And thank you for doing this. You guys are amazing, and I've never seen so much kindness and generosity and diversity in a school before. So thank you for showing that you care and for showing that other people's lives matter besides your own.
As a mom, I want to tell you that I am so proud of each one of you, because not only are you doing this for yourself, but you're also doing this for my three-year-old. So thank you all for doing that. Make your voice heard, because they're waiting for the summer to come, and they're waiting for all of your voices to be silenced. That's what they're counting on, that right now you guys are doing an incredible job. But come summer, when you guys graduate or school closes, they're counting that you will not be heard. Be heard.
If you guys want to go on the youngdemocratsahs.weebly.com, we already have a letter for a senator, an outline written up, so you can see that. And then there's also buttons that have representative contact info. So there's senators, state representatives, U.S. senators, and then there's also like some local Story County ones. So you guys can see all of that on youngdemocratsahs.weebly.com.
I would just like to say something quickly. You know, they may say that gun control encroaches on their rights. Well, I have to say, how many rights does a dead child have?
All right, so I have a message for politicians and like everyone out here. So there are three things that we as humans are promised: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life. Tell those 17 kids that died that they have a right to be alive, because I'm sure that they don't feel that right now. Liberty. I hardly feel free. The fear of my brothers and I dying in school, that's not freedom. The pursuit of happiness. How many people feel happy when people are dying on a daily basis? And I'm here standing with my schoolmates, most of which I don't know. But I know one thing, that one day we will be able to vote. We will make sure that we get what we want.
And yesterday, me and my mom were in the kitchen talking about like why I was walking out at school for this. And my little brother comes up to me, he looks me in the eye, he goes, Leah, I used to be scared of going to school, but I know that because of you, there's going to be a change. And one day it's going to be safe for me to go to school. And so I just want to let you guys know that like it's not just other high schoolers looking at us, it's older people looking at us and younger people looking at us to make the change that we need to make.
So when Sandy Hook happened, I was, 12 years old, and I was really, really scared when that happened, because there were a bunch of elementary school kids just shot down like nothing. When Las Vegas happened, I was scared. When Orlando happened, I was scared. When Parkland happened, I was terrified. These are kids our age who are being killed and shot down like they're nothing, like they don't mean anything, because someone had a gun, someone was able to get a gun just like that without any regulation, and all of a sudden 17 people are no longer here. This morning, first period, that fire alarm went off and I got scared. When those trucks were running by, you know, screaming, I got a little scared. But now I see all of you guys here, and I'm not scared, because I know that with all of us together, we can make a change, and we can make sure that Parkland never happens again, Sandy Hook never happens again, none of these ever happen again.
Those were the voices of Ames High School students in Brookside Park on Friday. They were part of a protest calling for stronger legislation to prevent gun violence. And this is Local Talk on KHOI.
Boy, Gail, that's just the type of firsthand, in-person coverage of local events that I value so much here at KHOI. And as our listeners, if you value it, please become a member by calling 515-292-2878. Or donating online on our website, khoifm.org, or stop in here at the Pantorium, 410 Douglas, downtown Ames.
Right. We know you can listen to coverage of marches and protests in Washington, D.C. or New York on other media. But where else can you get this kind of local coverage uninterrupted by annoying commercials? Only on KHOI. So become a member now during our spring membership drive.
Yes, please.
And we've been joined by Allison Walter from the Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for being here, Allison.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We were commenting that it's so nice to come in to do the show when the sun's up.
Yes.
That's a good sign. So it's hard to believe it's been a month since you were here last for your last visit, but we're eager to hear what's going to be going on in the month of May.
Well, there's a lot going on in the month of May, but I am going to jump forward to open up with a huge event this summer, and that's RAGBRAI.
Right.
Oh, it's on the way.
Yes. That's right. The RAGBRAI will be passing through Ames, and everyone will be staying overnight on Tuesday, July 24th here in Ames. And we are having a big announcement party this week. And so we want to invite the public to the ISU Alumni Center on Wednesday from 4 to 6, and the RAGBRAI committee will be announcing the theme, the logo, the entertainment, and a lot of other event details. And we invite everyone to come out and hear about what's what all will be involved with RAGBRAI and to get involved. We're looking for lots of volunteers.
Okay.
We need volunteers on the planning committee. We also need about 1,000 volunteers the day of. So join us on Wednesday at the ISU Alumni Center around 4 o'clock for our big announcement party.
And Allison, who coordinates all of Ames' response to RAGBRAI? Is it the convention?
We have staff on the local organizing committee, but we are co-chaired. The committee is co-chaired by Kelsey Bolte Carper and Jeff Johnson of the Alumni Association, and they have a main advisory committee that includes officials from the city and the university and the county.
So it's a joint effort.
So it's a huge, huge effort. About 20 committees involved on the main in the event. So, so join us on Wednesday, 4 o'clock at the Alumni Center. Also, we've got a couple of runs coming up this weekend, and now that the weather is nice, you don't have to worry about running in the snow. I think that's what we were talking about a month ago, wasn't it? Kids Run for Kids is an annual event that is offered for Story County families, and it is organized by the Ames Morning Rotary Club. And they invite kids anywhere from 12 days old to 12 years old to participate. And you can have older siblings, parents, grandparents, guardians, and friends join the kids. But you do have to have a child running, which is a great twist on runs. There are 1K, 2K, 3K, and 4K runs. Everyone gets a ribbon for participating. And this starts about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning at Brookside Park. And there will actually be family activities starting at 8, so you can stop by, get registered, and get organized. And then the runs start at 9:10, 9:20, so depending on how far you're running. So that's Kids Run for Kids at Brookside Park, Saturday morning, organized by the Ames Morning Rotary Club, and it is also a recipient of our Ames Community Grants this year. And then also on Saturday, we have Run for the Trees, which is hosted out at the Iowa Arboretum. And they are doing a 5K or a 1 mile run walk on the trails out at the Arboretum. So a great way to support the Arboretum and kick off their Arbor Day events. And those will start around 10 o'clock on Saturday. So they are celebrating the trees all day long. And they'll also be doing a tree climbing activity for kids. So you can put on a harness and a helmet and be guided by an Iowa arborist in climbing a tree.
And Allison, is the Arboretum south of Boone?
Yes, on Peach Road, and their address is Madrid, but you're right. It is south of Boone, off of Highway 17.
Beautiful area.
Oh, it is beautiful. Yes. They're also organizing their garden social and auction, which will be Friday evening, May 4th. And this is their 50th anniversary, so they have lots of events going on all spring and summer long. This weekend is also the opening weekend for the sculpture exhibit at Ryman Gardens, Wind, Waves, and Light. And it is their major annual exhibit. And it explores space and time and the dynamic relationships of objects in motion. They'll have some wonderful kinetic sculptures out at the gardens. So they have their opening weekend this Saturday, but they will be on display all summer long.
All summer.
Yes. Cook's Emporium is starting up their Saturday cooking and demonstrations. No pre-registration required. Just join them for a great cooking demonstration and maybe a little tasting afterwards. They'll be doing falafel and tahini sauce this weekend. Saturday, May 12th, they'll be doing homemade hummus, and Saturday, May 19th, fresh herbs. So a great way to learn some new cooking techniques.
And what time?
They start at 10 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Also, Wheatsfield Cooperative does a lot of cooking demonstrations and health classes. They do like RSVP through their website. Thursday, May 3rd at 7 o'clock, they'll be doing the awesome avocado. Tuesday, May 8th, they're doing the fourth in their fermented kitchen series. And this month, it's non-dairy cheeses. And then on Saturday, May 19th, they'll be doing how to be a good coffee connoisseur and coffee consumer.
Lots to learn.
Yes, lots to learn. Central Iowa Symphony will be doing their spring concert on Saturday, May 5th. Starts at 7:30, and that's at the Ames City Auditorium. Virtuosic Panorama is the name of the concert. And Central Iowa Symphony is a community orchestra, a collective of players united by the love of music and dedication to the art of orchestral performance. So you too can get involved if you're interested in Central Iowa Symphony. And National Public Garden Days, Public Gardens Day is coming up on Friday, May 11th. Ryman Gardens is celebrating with free admission on Friday, May 11th, all day long. They'll also have free seeds giveaway. They're just proud to join the public gardens across the country in celebration of that event on an annual basis. And it's always on the Friday before Mother's Day. So they are trying to raise awareness of America's public gardens and promote environmental stewardship and sustainability right along with the theme of the morning,
right.
I think.
Yeah, perfect.
So that's Friday, May 11th, all day long. Also on Friday, May 11th, is Foodies and Brew, and this is an annual event hosted by the Main Street Cultural District, an evening where you get to taste local cuisine and regional craft beer. sampling. Local restaurateurs and chefs will showcase their talents by providing samples, and you're encouraged to visit each station and vote for a People's Choice Award. And then they'll also have a selection of craft beers for sampling. It's a fundraiser for the Main Street Cultural District. And this year it is being held at the Ames Airport
in the hangar.
So 6 o'clock on Friday, May 11th, and do get your tickets ahead of time on their website, Main Street, AmesDowntown.org.
Yeah, we had them on last week, I think it was, talking about that. And they were saying that the last time they had it here on Main Street, big thunderstorm came through and ripped down the tents. And
They've had real challenges. Yeah.
But they were saying at the hangar, it'll kind of be an indoor-outdoor because they can have the hangar open and yet they have a covered space.
If they need it, So should be a wonderful event and a good option for them for their location. We have Iowa Special Olympics Summer Games will be coming up starting Thursday, May 17th and through Saturday the 19th. Through the power of sports, people with intellectual disabilities get to discover new strengths and abilities, skills, and success. Athletes find joy and confidence and fulfillment on the playing field and in life. And this is their 50th anniversary, so they'll be doing some special events during the summer games this spring, May 17th through the 19th. It's always a wonderful experience, and their opening ceremonies will be Thursday evening, May 17th. Also that weekend is the Gladiator Assault Challenge out at Seven Oaks Recreation, west of Boone. And it is the Midwest premier test of endurance, speed, agility, strength, and mental stamina. It's a series of physically challenging obstacles, some natural, some man-made, and you get to challenge yourself with running, climbing, jumping, crawling, balancing, and mudding. So they have a team competition as well as individual. And that is Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th, out at Seven Oaks Recreation in Boone. Also, the Story City Carousel will be opening for the season, coming up on Friday, May 25th, and they'll be open through August, Sunday through Wednesday, noon to 6, and Thursday through Saturday, noon to 8. So on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, they stay open a little later. It is one of only 100 wooden antique carousels still functioning today. It was built in 1913 by Herschel Spillman of North Tonawanda, New York.
What an amazing destination.
It is.
The Story City Carousel.
Oh, yes.
Is.
So they invite you to come up, buy a bag of popcorn, climb aboard the carousel, and be a part of the magic that is there in Story City. And a few more shows at Stevens Auditorium before the end of the season. The Great Gatsby is a children's school presentation this Thursday at 10 o'clock. Our Town, ISU Theater performances this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 in Fisher Theater. The Ugly Duckling, Monday, April 30th. They have shows at 10 a.m. and 12:30. Great for kids pre-K through third grade. And the band Kansas will be playing on Thursday, May 3rd. And they'll be playing their favorite radio classics. And so you can hear some of the great music of Kansas on Thursday, May 3rd at Stevens Auditorium. So lots going on, and I think there are even more things on our calendar than I touched on today.
And so people can go to your website.
Yep, thinkames.com. And throughout the month, we also highlight events on our social media, and those are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Sites of Ames is our handle, and that's named for our favorite mascot, Cy.
So it's
C-Y-T-E-S of Ames.com.
Okay. All right. So, Allison, you come on every month, and we're very grateful to you for doing that. So this is our fund drive, and we're trying to make people think of what KHOI is worth to them or how valuable it is to them. So why do you come on and speak for the Convention and Visitors Bureau each month?
You know, we just love that your listeners can learn more about what's going on in the community. And that's what we try to do. Is we are a member-based organization as well, and we like to promote our members and the wonderful things that are happening in the community. And this is a great opportunity to do so, and we really appreciate that opportunity. So we wish you the best of luck in your fund drive, and we're very happy to be able to support KHOI and have the opportunity to come on the air. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you coming each month as well.
Thank you for strengthening community.
Well, thank
all that you.
You
do, Allison, with the Convention and Tourism Bureau.
Well, thank you.
And so let's just remind people, if they want to become a member one more time, it's easy to do. Call 515-292-2878, or you can donate online on our website, khoifm.org.
Come here and join us as we strengthen community through communication. This is the destination for Ames, Iowa, 410 Douglas. Stop in.
It's the place to be.
It is.
Thanks again, Allison.
Thank you.
This is KHOI Community Radio, and you've been listening to Local Talk. I've been your co-host, Gail Seiler, along with Pat Schlarbaum. Local Talk is broadcast on KHOI at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can also listen to today's Local Talk show and all of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. We also heard Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. Remember, your participation as audience and supporter is what makes KHOI possible and meaningful. Get your membership updated or become a member. Thank you for listening, and see you again on the radio.
KHOI is funded in part by the Ames Chamber of Commerce. Find job opportunities throughout Ames and Story County at workinames.com. That's workinames.com.